Welcome to Q2 2024. First, let me tell you that today is April Fool's Day. Undoubtedly, there will be lots of content creators creating posts that are just nothing but April Fool's jokes. I will not be doing that. I think it is childish, and thus we will just keep moving with the daily financial news. A couple of things caught my attention this morning. First and foremost, the 10-year note is ripping. Last time I checked, it is up 11 basis points, folks. That's not normal. Remember, we are coming off a long weekend. The stock market and bond market were closed on Friday. What is going on? Is there something breaking in the system? I think it bears watching. Again, we had a PCE number that came in as expected on Thursday. It came in Thursday morning, so you would have thought the bond market would have reacted Thursday. We have got some very interesting things going on. I would not have expected the bond market to rip 11 basis points on the 10-year. It might be a sign that something's breaking. I really do not know, but it does bear watching. As a real estate channel, we should highlight that an 11 basis point move in the 10-year probably sends the mortgage rate back over 7%. We will, of course, watch that later in the afternoon or sometime tomorrow morning. Again, it is okay. I prefer rates over 7%. Something else is going on is we are seeing the yellow rock, the yellow metal called gold, also posting some impressive gains. A big move last week, followed by another move this morning. Is the 10-year and gold telling us that something is breaking in the financial system? I do not know yet, but it does bear watching. We will be watching it all week. It'll be interesting to see if there's any discussion today about why the 10-year is moving. Something else we should talk about is, folks, foreclosures. Foreclosures are up 500%. Folks, be careful with percentages. I keep telling you. The doomers and fearmongers could say and actually be mathematically correct that foreclosures are up 500%. Folks, let me give you some numbers here just so you have clarity and you have scale, right? Percentages versus actuals. Did you know Q4 2008, one quarter, there were 417,000 foreclosures. Follow that up by 2009 with 463,000 foreclosures. All right, that was the Great Recession. Tell me about 2019. Glad you asked. 2019, we had 71,000 foreclosures. Now, folks, for the math, in 2021, there were 8,000 foreclosures. 2023, Q4, there were 40,000 foreclosures. So you could say, and again, be mathematically correct, we are 10% of the peak. However, if you wanted to create fear and doom, you could also say we are up 500%. Because you are correct. 40,000 is 5 times or 500% more than 8,000. So folks, do yourself a favor. When you see a doomer or a housing crash bro, and they are talking percentages, be smarter, understand what they're talking about. Foreclosures, 40,000 after doing 8,000 in 2021 should not be a surprise. We are just cleaning out foreclosures that should have happened already. Interesting discussion with a gentleman named Tony Dwyer. Tony Dwyer is not feeling the Fed's higher for longer. Tony Dwyer is saying the weakening job market, the incoming data is terrible. The incoming economic data is terrible. Tony Dwyer is saying that the Fed is going to be forced to be more aggressive with rate cuts. On top of that, we get lots and lots of Fed talk. Remember, folks, I think we get 12 to 15 Fed presentations this week. All of them have potential to move the market. We will be paying attention to all of them. Fed Goolsbee came out and said, hey, 3 rate cuts is in line with my expectation. in what he sees coming. So again, lots and lots of stuff going on today. Let's talk about the big number of the week. The big number of the week is Friday. It will be the report of March job creation. If we learned anything by reviewing the February numbers, remember this. The February top line number, which I think was 275,000, was a blowout number. However, if you scratch the surface that much, it was actually a pretty atrocious and weak number. So something we're going to have to do a little bit more due diligence on is digging into job creation. Is it part-time? Is it low-pay services? What is going on in the system? I think the most important thing to look at Friday won't be the job creation, which is expected to be 216. It will actually be the unemployment rate. Because while we had job creation last month of 275, the unemployment rate jumped from 3.7 to 3.9. That is quite a big jump for a single month. And the expectation this month is it will fall back to 3.8%. That is the number I will be watching. Do we stay at 3.9 or potentially go to 4? Or do we have some give back? Also, it should be important to note that the revisions have been atrocious for 11 or I think 10 out of the last 12 months have been negative revisions. So again, we should be watching for the revisions. Let's talk about the fastest growing housing markets. Shout out Financial Firefighter, because he is in the top market. February 2024, year on year, these are the top three housing markets by appreciation. Number three, Greensboro, North Carolina, up 17.8%. Yes, folks, 17.8% for Greensboro, North Carolina. How about number two, Fort Lauderdale, Florida? Fort Lauderdale, Florida, up 18%. And then finally, number one market, if you know where Financial Firefighter invests, you will know it is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, folks. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania comes in with a whopping 22%. That is wild. Can you imagine a market going up 22% in 12 months? That's almost 2% a month. Just so you know, the scale for the U.S. average is 6.5. So roughly speaking, Pittsburgh was up 400%, roughly. Fort Lauderdale up 300% and Greensboro 300% above the average of 6.5%. We did get the data from Altos Research. It looks like inventory is still building. Inventory up 0.9% week on week, up 26% year on year, and down 37.9% from 2019. Folks, we're going to have to watch rates. This is going to be the first week, I think, where we see the rates under 7 impact listings. However, as we discussed at the opening, we are seeing the 10-year note rip, and it is possible that the 10-year note ripping will take mortgage rates back over 7%. I frankly hope we go back over 7%. Folks, a lot of stuff going on today. First and foremost, for everybody who bought the t-shirt, cash flow over everything, that is now gone. You now have something unique from one rental at a time. The new t-shirt that is available is actually the 50K celebration t-shirt. Lots of you that came to the Vegas event, lots of you that have been OGs on the channel, you want to have a memory of being a part of the first 50,000 subs. You can now buy that shirt on Wealth Building. Where did that come from? On One Rental at a Time. So folks, again, onerentalatatime.com. If you want to show your appreciation, you want to show that you were part of the first 50,000, you can go there and buy your t-shirt this morning. Another thing I want to note, I brought this up about 2 weeks ago. Probably 3 weeks ago. You know we have the black cards. You know we have the gold cards. But now we have the purple cards. What are the purple cards? The purple cards are one that I created for the folks that are stuck in analysis paralysis. And you know who you are. You're the ones that have been looking in the buy box and you're finding deals, but you just can't write that first offer. Again, remember, folks, part of doing the work is understanding what is a great deal for you. You don't care what the list price is. If list price is $312,000, but your spreadsheet, your math says you have to offer $258, I am now encouraging you to write the offer at $258, and I will send you a card. Now, of course, this card isn't for everyone. I don't think I will send out hundreds of these, although I did buy hundreds. But I know there are some of you that are stuck, that maybe by creating this purple card that says, congratulations on writing your first great, stress the word, great offer, maybe this will encourage you to write that, what was it, 258 on a 312 property. Again, folks, writing that first great offer is not getting a deal. I do not promise getting a deal. I promise if you do the work, you will know what a great deal is, and there is a subtle difference. So if you find yourself stuck and getting a purple card from me would be something of interest, write that great offer. Get told no, you're not gonna die. A seller says no to you, an agent scoffs at you, you're not gonna die. It won't happen. You'll be okay. Write great offers. Find that motivated seller. And then lastly, folks, something I'm super proud of, something you know that's a tug and a pull on me, is creating this new series called Buying Vegas. We now have done 2 interviews and we're trying to line up several more. I just released the opening 50 seconds. In the opening 50 seconds, which you can find on this channel, it talks about moving from get rich quick to fear and scare tactics. I think that is what the real estate industry has morphed into. We went from get rich quick in the 80s and 90s to people preaching fear and doom. Folks, fear and doom do nothing except inaction. And if you've learned anything over the last 4 or 5 years, inaction means you're going backwards. Folks, don't go backwards. Don't go backwards. So in the video, you will see some highlights of a gentleman named Tom Vu, Carlton Sheets, the OGs. Then you will see a whole list of doomers and fearmongers and negative headlines. Folks, getting rich or real estate investing or buy and hold is not sexy. I don't think anybody can make buy and hold investing sexy. But getting wealthy is. It is sexy. So folks, at the end of the day, I hope you have an amazing day. It is Q2. Again, if you want to get started learning your market, getting a buy box, doing the work, you can buy the course $399. I'll give you the Vegas event for free. Again, if you are stuck and you haven't written that first great offer, I'm now giving you permission to do that. Again, you do the work. You see a 312 listing. Your math says offer $258. Offer $258. Get told no. It is okay. Nothing will happen. You won't die. It's okay. Alrighty, folks, that's what I got for you today. Let me look at my notes. Again, remember, it is April Fool's Day, so be careful out there. I expect a lot of people to do some interesting things. Take care. Have fun. Peace.